mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And greeting once again to all who are in tune with radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, with your speaker, Willie Murphy. We're glad to be back with you as we are each Friday night at 11 o'clock. For the message at this time, I have chosen a real missionary challenge which was given to the Apostle Paul, and I would like for you to notice the way in which he responded. Then I think we would do well for us to ask ourselves, am I doing my best for the cause of Christ in helping to spread the gospel? Here then is the challenge. I quote from the scripture, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Acts 16:10. Now just as the apostle felt a solemn obligation to preach the gospel to the regions beyond, and to those who had not heard before, even so, I believe that God's church or people should realize this obligation and debt, both toward God and toward those who are still in darkness. The scriptures teach us that Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19:10. I wonder if there are not more young people who will hear the call to come over and help us. The need for consecrated workers are increasing more and more. A little more than 1 year ago now, Brother David Madden felt this call of God to go to Nigeria and help those who were hungry for the truth. Now, Nigeria is said to be the giant of Africa. It is greater in population than any other African country. Nigeria is also said to be the white man's burying ground. This is true because of the tropical diseases which are so prevalent. But Brother David Madden gave heed to this call, and upon arriving in Nigeria soon found himself surrounded by eager natives asking many questions concerning the truth as taught by the Word of God. Because of other obligations, his stay in Nigeria was short, but by the time he was ready to return to the States, he left those in Nigeria whose appetites for the truth were far from satisfied. They had only begun to taste of the bountiful supply of refreshing truths of the Word which you and I have the privilege to enjoy so often. Brother David was home only a few days until God saw best to call him to his eternal reward. But he had served well to implant in the hearts of those who he left behind in Nigeria a deep respect for him and his God. It is also reported that his name was held with such esteem and respect that he was spoken of with great reverence. But let us go on with this report. The hearts of these natives were made happy when they learned that Brother and Sister Austis Wilson had heard the call to come over and help us. Many of you know that Brother and Sister Wilson were in Nigeria only a few weeks until once again our hearts were made sad, and we were made to ask ourselves this question: why did God see best to call Sister Opal home to her rest from such a needy field? But wait, Brother Austis can tell this better than I, for he was there. Listen to his words as he spoke to the saints at the national camp meeting this summer.
My wife, I mentioned that she had the heart of a missionary. Her heart was there all the while. And she loved her work and she loved them people. And they loved her. My wife was very happy when she finally got the privilege to go and serve for a little while in a mission field. God didn't see fit to let her serve very long, but she is happy while she's there. And there was something unusual about this trip. Mom and I never did make many trips together, as you know. She was the pastor of our congregation, and she stayed faithfully by her post. We did, however, make a few trips along at times. But by the time we would get where we were going, Opal was talking about when we were going back and anxious to get home. This time it was different. I never heard her mention one word about going home. From the time we left clear on through, she never said a word about going home. She was just earnestly hoping that we could get an extension on our visa to stay longer.
In speaking of their work while in Nigeria and of some of the disappointments they met, Brother Wilson went on to tell how eager the natives were to learn.
They were anxious to be able to read at least enough that they could read the Bible in their ethnic language. So some language classes were started, adult classes, to teach the adults to read until they could read the Bible in their native tongue. Then my wife started some sewing classes, which under her supervision were very profitable. It gave her close contact with all the women folks, and she carried a spiritual strain all the way through, teaching them about the Lord while she was teaching them to sew.
But friends, here is the thing which is so heartrending. Listen now, as Brother Wilson went on to say,
when things turned out as they did, those people were a bewildered group of people. They just about folded up. They said, David came over here and went back, and in a few days he died. Now you folks came over here and your wife dies right here among us. Said no one will ever venture to come to help us anymore. They just about lost hope. They just about folded up. And those women, Opal, when she started teaching them to sew, she just cut up small pieces of cloth about so big a square, and she was teaching them to make simple stitches and hems and so on that little piece of cloth. After she had gone, Those women came to Brother Atuck and they held up the little pieces of cloth, you know, like the people did with Dorcas in the Bible. They were holding up the things that Dorcas had given them and so on. These people came and held up their little pieces of cloth and they said, is this the end? Is this all we get? Is there going to be no more?
Friends, I'll confess, this looks like a rather dark picture. But remember the text which says, come over into Macedonia and help us. I'm happy to report that once again this call has been heard. And early this month, Brother and Sister C.C. Carver of Shreveport, Louisiana, left for this mission field in Nigeria. As you hear this broadcast, they should be there now administering the Word of God. Will you each one remember them daily in prayer? Let us spend a moment just now as we think of the great need there. Our Father, remember those who have waited so long for the light of Thy Word. We pray that You would give special wisdom and strength to those who administer in Thy service. Bless Brother and Sister Carver in Nigeria and all the missionaries throughout Thy great harvest. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now I want to tell you that we've been adding more and more names to our list of those who receive printed copies of this weekly broadcast. This week there will be pictures of some of the missionaries. Be sure to write for your free copy. That address is The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here now is a song by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Manuel Mitchell, and Troy Gentry. Glad Reunion Day.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. That will be a happy day, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. There within the holy city we'll sing and rejoice, praising Christ the blessed Savior with heart and with voice. Tell Him how we came to love Him and make Him our choice. That will be a glad reunion day.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have enjoyed the message, we would be pleased to hear from you. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
In that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding His face. It will seem but just a moment of praising His grace. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad will be a happy day, a wonderful day. Glad will be a happy day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.